even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym for Vision, Intention, Belief, and Expectation. And like I always like to ask, what's your vibe saying today? In other words, what is your heart saying? If you're feeling bad, know that you're attracting bad circumstances. So focus on what you want so that you can attract all that you need that is in line with that. Now, I would like to speak today on red flags. It's always good to return to this subject from time to time. And I want to look at the red flags specifically for when you start dating someone. And some of them are surprisingly common. So when we think about dating doesn't always run smoothly, does it? You know, sometimes it's it can be quite a harrowing experience for a lot of women who perhaps haven't gone out on a date for a very long time. And perhaps in this modern day of dating, it's not quite like how it was before. And a new relationship, when you think about it, it's a new entity, and so it can be full of challenges, especially when you're getting to know someone. You're not sure if you're reading that person right. You're not sure if you're picking up on the right signals. There's a lot of information that you're dealing with. If you're presenting yourself right, if you're coming across as you intended, there's, you know, the learning about him, he's learning about you, and there's so much information. And there's no telling when something amidst all of that might happen to burst the bubble of a new romance. So in general, it's actually quite fun learning about the person, especially when there's chemistry. But essentially, this person is a stranger. And so at the same time, you still have to be quite mindful of who this person is. But sometimes there will be signs that you shouldn't take things any further. Now, everyone has got their, you know, their little things about them. You know, they've got their little quirks, they've got their opinions, and someone who's a bit different isn't a reason to kind of like run away. Okay, someone's got a different opinion from you, or you disagree on different things, is perfectly normal. It's expected, but you wouldn't actually define it as a red flag. However, and this is the however, if you find yourself compromising on yourself, or you know, you just feel uncomfortable about this person. There's something in your gut that's saying, I don't know, I don't feel quite right there. Often, it's a sign that it's a red flag, okay? And many of us who specialize in helping people, who have been in abusive relationships, because that's again one of my fortes, because I myself have been in an abusive relationship, so therefore I can see the signs perhaps before someone else can. I'm more sensitive to the signs. I see these as red flags. Now, often when a person goes into a relationship, now I remember a past relationship, and I met this guy, and I remember at the time I was feeling quite vulnerable. I'd broken up with a guy and I was feeling quite lonely, let's put it that way. You know how it is, women, when you break up with someone, you're kind of feeling quite forlorn and, you know, you just feel bad, right? And I met this guy and I allowed him to enter my life too early. And I found myself kind of like thinking, oh, maybe I can heal him. I know that a lot of you ladies can relate to that, right? You know how we are. We've got that nurturing instinct within us. We want to heal people. We want to fix them. And I found myself justifying things that he did or that he said. And I could feel in my gut that it didn't feel right. But because I was in a vulnerable state and I was looking for comfort, I was looking for that big shoulder, I overlooked the signs that were already there and that had already shown up quite early in this experience. You know, I'm only thinking back at certain moments right now, and again, Maya Angelou's words, you know, hindsight is a good thing. When a person shows you who they are, believe them. And the way our brains work is it's almost as if we're able to delete, erase from the picture that we have of that person in our mind. It has the ability to rationalize anything and paint a picture of anyone, you know, dependent on our initial perception or perspective of that person. And so when we meet somebody that's potentially toxic, and a lot of what the things that these toxic people do is that they actually present themselves as being as sweet as candy. And they allow that as the root into your heart. But once, or the bait almost, and once they get into your heart, they then reveal themselves. So even if they do something bad or they say something that's off, you think, well, he's only that way or she's only that way because, you know, he had a bad or she had a bad experience with her ex. And this is when ticking boxes off is very handy. And I say that, like, for example, when you think of things like, well, you went out to a restaurant. Again, using this as an experience, I went out to a restaurant with this guy and he was so rude. And I would have to say racist to the waiter. You know, the guy was an Asian guy. And I remember looking at that and thinking, wow. Incidentally, that was actually the last time that I went out with this guy. Because I, at that time, I was mature enough to know the difference, to pay attention to red flags. And these are the kind of things that you have to look at. Is he lovely with your family members? Is he respectful? How does he handle people in his immediate sphere? You see, sometimes toxic people can be so sleek. Like they appear to be so lovely, but yet they're not. So we have to be mindful of that. Another red flag, I would say, is people who don't talk through what's on their mind. They don't communicate what's actually bothering them. And I think that when you see that character in a person's behavior, that may indicate that the relationship won't work. And that maybe the reason that past relationships hasn't worked is because they're not able or willing to talk through issues, big or small, because they don't see it as their responsibilities. Now, don't get me wrong, everybody can have an argument. Okay, I expect couples to have arguments, disagreements. Let me just put it that way. Disagreements as opposed to arguments. And that's normal. That's perfectly healthy. You're two different individuals, okay? That's meeting. No two people see eye to eye, you know? But it's how you handle those disagreements. How do you handle those two different perspectives? And that can actually be the break or the making of a relationship. Does the person walk away in a huff and a puff? Do they completely shut down? Do they place all the blame on you? Or, you know, throw a tantrum? These are all red flags. Does the person deal with it in an adult way, which is what you would expect? Again, I remember in a relationship, same person actually, thinking about it, because afterwards I discovered that he was actually a narcissistic character. And I remember him saying, and I always remember this phrase, that it's perfectly normal to have arguments in relationships. And the kind of arguments he was talking about were big flare-ups, that was normal. That was normal? No, it wasn't. Red flag went up straight away. You see, in a good relationship, you should be able to talk through the issues. You listen to the other person's perspective, their point of view. They feel heard and you're able to express your opinion, your perspective, share your views, and you feel heard. No one wins or lose. You're respecting the other person's opinion and you're really seeking to understand them. That's healthy. And it's about expressing how someone makes you feel and feeling heard. Because if a person doesn't feel heard, then you're not going to feel as if that person is respecting you. So communication is key. So what would I say is another red flag? What about those guys that constantly want to test your boundaries? I say run for the hills. Don't get me wrong, there is the cheeky person that will want to test your boundaries, just like a child will. But when it goes to or gets to a point, or you recognize a point where you're just like, you feel really uncomfortable. Let me give you an example. So you don't want to go further sexually, for example, and the person insists. Red flag. You say that you need your own personal space. You know, maybe that particular evening you just want to stay indoors and do your nails and, you know, ladies, how we like to groom ourselves. And they insist on seeing you on that day. You know, they really push it, or they try to put a guilt trip on you. Or they push you again. There's this pushing thing. They want to date you and have you to themselves on an exclusive basis before you're ready. So they're actually trying to run with the relationship. There's a fatal attraction even. They want to know control of your bank account. You know, even before you've even probably got even married. You know, there's just too much. It's too much. Those are red flags because they're constantly testing your boundaries. Because you're not ready for that. So what's another one that I can think of? Ooh, this is a big one. And again, this is referring to the narcissist that I went out with back in the day, although it wasn't for a long time. They have this attitude of entitlement. When we see that somebody feels entitled to us doing more for them than what is equal in a relationship, that is a huge red flag. That person is a user. Because it shows that not only are they comfortable with using you, but they actually don't care. I call those kind of people vampires. Be mindful of the vampires. They will suck your blood until you are dry with absolutely no conscience whatsoever. So be careful of narcissistic vampires. And I think it shows, especially when you say to somebody, like maybe when they request a flavor and you express that you're tired or, you know, that you're drained from the day of work and they insist. So they're not actually caring about your welfare. All they're interested in is what they can get from you. That's a red flag. And I see that a lot in dating relationship when there's one person who's actually feeding the needs of another person. One person is giving constantly and the other person is just taking and taking and taking. There's this inequality. And the other selfish person is typically fine. Perfectly fine with their needs being met. That to me, that's dangerous. That's what I call psychological abuse. So what's another one? Do you know those kind of people that everything is about them? Everything is I this, did this. And one major flag is when everyday life events, conversations, basic interactions are frequently about that person. There's this constant manipulation of power over you, for you to do what they want to do. So you could, let me give you an example. Rather than listening to your concern and apologizing, when you voice to them something that you want to confront the person about. So you want to confront the person, and rather than actually listening to your concern, they actually manipulate the situation. Come on, ladies, please raise your hand because you can relate to this. They will manipulate and flip the conversation, telling you all the things that you've done to hurt and upset them. I don't know why I'm talking about narcissism today. I think that experience is coming back to me. Because I remember, again, another red flag was this constant need of what they call gaslighting. So they would do things and then make you doubt whether they did do that. And apparently the term gaslighting is from this movie that's called Gaslight, I believe, where I think the man would flicker the light on and off, and he would make the lady would say, "Oh, the lights are flickering on and off," and he'd say, "No, they're not. No, they're not flickering on and off," and then make the person doubt their sanity. And I tell you what, this one person, one day, he came to me and he said, "Have you been recording our conversations?" And I remember at the time I had actually considered it, because I thought, you keep saying things, but I know you said that. And I would be doubting myself, did he or did he not? But then I thought, when he came and said that to me, I thought, where on earth did that come from? Has someone else accused you of that in the past? Red flag, right? Red flag. Everything is about them. What red flags have you come across? I'd really like to know what they are. Send me a message at www.valerieacampbell.com/contact. I'd really be interested in knowing what red flags you've come across. I think I'm going to write a book on that, just called Red Flags. So do send me your responses to that one in. Another one, and I think is something, have you ever had that feeling where something in your gut just doesn't feel right? You know, since red flags happen along the road of abuse, victims see different behaviors as time and abuse goes on. It's like it's an unfolding process. But I believe the first thing to look for is your own gut feeling. If you've got that feeling in your stomach that something isn't wrong, sometimes you can't even articulate it. All you know is that things just aren't adding up. This makes me feel uncomfortable. And sometimes you feel silly because you're thinking, well, the person hasn't actually done anything, but why do I feel like this? Please pay attention. We have six senses, okay? Remember, it's about our vibes, our vibes. We read vibes from across a room. Something in your vibe doesn't feel right. And I tell you what, past relationship history is key to understanding behaviors. And if you notice that, for example, that person is always talking about, whenever they mention a past partner, everybody is do 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 do. Everyone's crazy. That's a huge red flag, because you are the common denominator of all of your relationships, right? So therefore, it's not that everybody's crazy. That person who's crazy around you is a reflection of you. So be mindful when somebody says that, okay? That's a red flag right there, you know? They're the common denominator. Another red flag is, I find that people can be pretty predictable, you know. Whatever they've done in previous relationships, they're likely to do again, right? So if you listen carefully to how your new boyfriend, man, lover describes his previous relationships, how he or she speaks about their ex-partners, you can learn a lot about this person. You can learn about specifically how they're going to treat you. So when people describe the exes as terrible people and they put all the blame on them for the relationship going wrong, what that is actually shouting is, I will take no responsibility for my contribution in this relationship not working. And what they're actually saying is, it's up to you to make this relationship work. And it also likely to mean that they're unable to actually look at a person and see a person in a healthy and a realistic way. Because often the crash happens when they place the person on a pedestal. In a sense, they have a false high expectation of that person. And then when it doesn't, when they, that person doesn't meet their ideal, they then start to back away. And that's them at fault, right? So once the relationship is over, they now look at it as the relationship is bad and that it's the person's fault. So you have to be mindful of this person. Why is it that they're seeing all these people in their life in a distorted way? So that is a red flag. And what about the manipulators? They're constantly criticizing, constantly, you know, putting you down, constantly dismissing your opinions as invalid. If that's the case, then you have met someone who manipulates your emotions. So if you notice that they've got an emotional double standard in the relationship, experience your feelings being, and you experience that, you'll find yourself giving in to sometimes keep the peace. And the thing is, when you do that, your esteem actually diminishes. You'll find yourself as if you're walking on eggshells, because this person is unpredictable. You never quite know when, what eggshell you're going to step on and when it's going to crack. This person is causing you to lose yourself. You can't be yourself around this person. And you know, don't you? You can feel it deep down in your stomach. But maybe you needed to hear me verbalize it to you today. This person is not for you. That person is presenting a big red flag. And you've probably spoken to your girlfriends about it. And they're shouting at you saying, yes, it's a red flag. But you're like, maybe the healing type or the nurturing type. Oh, you know, he'll get better. No, he's not going to change. Okay, because he likes to manipulate you emotionally. Yeah. Another red flag are those that you actually never get an answer for. There's just this secretive, unexplained behavior that's dismissed. There's these unexpected reactions, these explanations that actually don't make any sense at all. And, you know, it hurts, right? It hurts because you don't want to be in a relationship like that. You want to be in a loving, honest relationship, especially when you know that you're giving the best that you can in the relationship because you want it to work. Again, overcompensating. So these are some of the red flags that we need to look at. And I know there are a host of red flags out there. Essentially, a red flag is anything that threatens the boundary that you have set. Because remember, your boundaries are there to preserve the integrity of how you want to be treated in a relationship. Okay, so it's like putting that ring fence around you. So a red flag is really, it's a sign. It's saying, look, this boundary has been broken, or it's about to break. It's about to break it. So you know what? Run for the hills. Or in fact, make that person run for the hills. Oh, I'm out of time. But like I said, I want to hear what your red flags are. So send it to me at www.valerieacampbell.com/contact. Coincidentally, you can contact me there for any other matters pertaining to dating. I'm a dating energy coach, and I'd like to give you a vibes check. See where your vibes are at. See what kind of men you're attracting around you, and let you know what you can do to correct it. And I'll do that for free. So you can contact me at www.valerieacampbell.com/booking call. If you want to book a call through, use that particular lines, but send through your red flags to /contact. As always, it's been wonderful. I hope that I've added value to someone today and that their ears have pricked up and they're not ignoring their red flags. Have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye. 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 Divine in you.
Lashani Radio App.
Lashani Radio App.
The house guest that just won't leave. Download it free in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.